rights of an adult. Not when you reach adulthood, or leave home, or get your first job, but now. Whoever you are, wherever you live, no matter your race, ethnicity, religion, or gender, or if you are rich or poor, your life is of equal value to any adult or any other young person on the planet. No one has the right to harm you, to silence you, to tell you what to think or believe, to treat you as if you don't matter, or to prevent you from participating fully in society. No one has the right to deny you knowledge of your rights. That is not just my opinion. It is set out in a legally binding international agreement, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, signed by 196 countries. It means your rights have the force of law. If governments kept their word, and if all adults respected children's rights, there would be no need for this book. But there is a huge gap between your rights as a child in principle and what happens in practice. In fact, there will be some adults who won't want you to read this book at all. They may come up with all sorts of reasons to argue why child rights don't apply to you or to your country. This book will arm you with the knowledge to help you defend your rights or the rights of others. It explains how child rights came into being and were put in place with your safety and individual growth in mind. It describes how your rights work in practice and the reality of situations in which they are ignored. It includes chapters on how to develop your skills as an activist, how to exercise your right to peaceful protest safely, and how to think about your digital security. And it contains accounts of young people who have successfully claimed their rights, changing the way governments or their communities treat children. These stories show that every act, no matter how small, can make a difference. When young people join together, you have a moral power and physical presence no one can ignore. So I hope this book will help you to identify who or what stands between you and your rights and the action you can take if you choose. I hope it will inspire you to know your rights and claim them.
Part 1. Know Your Rights. It is better to light a candle than curse the darkness. Chinese proverb and the motto of Amnesty International. One, your rights. If you are a child or a young person, you have your own set of human rights. Child rights are human rights especially designed for children and young people. You've had them since the moment you were born. You'll have them until you reach what is called the age of majority, which in most countries is 18 years old. They are precious freedoms and protections, your own set of laws. They exist to look after you, to help you flourish and so your voice can be heard. They are part of a body of international human rights to which you are entitled because you are a human. Child rights are positive. They aspire to the very best for all children and young people everywhere. They are yours, no matter who you are or where you live, whatever your gender, sexuality, gender identity, race, ethnicity, colour, faith or culture, whether you're rich or poor, disabled or non-disabled, neurodiverse or neurotypical, living with your own family, in a care home, on the streets or in a refugee camp, these rights belong to you, equally. No one has more or fewer child rights than anyone else. Your rights are inalienable. This means that no one is allowed to take them away from you. But be aware, you may face many attempts to deny you your rights. Your rights can be upheld by law, but they need defending. There will be those who think they would be better off if you had fewer rights. They may try to violate or abuse them. Governments and other authorities are supposed to step in and help you, but they don't always do this. Some legal language. States and governments violate rights. Individuals and companies abuse them. The term abuser is also used for someone who tries to control you in an intimate or sexual way. You may hear some people say that human rights are dangerous, too political or inappropriate for children to know, or that they are foreign imports. This isn't true. Rights are beneficial and they are yours, regardless of anyone's politics or beliefs. The danger comes when they are not respected. You are a rights holder. You need to know what your rights are so you can stand up for them, for yourself and others. Standing up for